Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده، فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه، وإن لم يستطع فبقلبه، وذلك أضعف الإيمان، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our sustainer, our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger. And his message is universal for the whole of mankind. How fortunate indeed are those whom Almighty Allah Ta'ala has selected to be from the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And indeed, being from the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have a very great responsibility. Given that Allah Ta'ala has sent Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to show us a complete way of life. Today, in the 21st century, as new laws are being introduced, man-made laws have flaws, we have the beautiful teaching of the Holy Quran, and we have in his sunnah for us as the excellent example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ So, given that the Muslim knows that we have that personality who has shown us how to lead our life. And if we want to attain that success, we strive, we persevere, we endure, because the believer will always be tested. So the test will be there. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُدْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ So does man feel that he will be left alone the moment he said آمَنَّا? The moment we accept and we acknowledge and affirm our belief in the oneness of Allah, the believer will always be tested. So it is in these times when there is a test, when there is a challenge, when laws are introduced to change the natural law of Allah, when laws are introduced to redefine marriage, so is it not that we have a responsibility given that those who abandon and leave their duty and responsibility of enjoining to do good and forbidding the evil? This is the duty of every believer. كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. So the father has a responsibility, the mother has a responsibility, every single one of us according to our level of authority. The rulers have a responsibility. Is it befitting for the believer when he knows and he accepts and he acknowledges that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our real example? So how do the believer in these challenging times persevere, endure, while laws are introduced to take a person away from deen? If a person loses his iman, what will be his consequence in the life of the hereafter? So we are living in times where the aqidah of many people, we have diversity, yes indeed. But the moment we deviate and turn away from that which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has given us and shown us how to lead our life, what will be the consequence for those people who leave كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. Is it not that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported, he has said, من رعى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده. Whomever amongst you sees a wrong being done, he has to change it with his hand. He doesn't have that authority, he doesn't have that power. فبلسانه, you should speak out against it. If you cannot even speak out against it, then does he feel it in his heart? Does he have that sadness, and does he understand that laws of Almighty Allah Ta'ala have been blatantly violated? What is the duty and responsibility? So the moment the Muslim feels that in all things change, and then he also wants to appease, and then he wants to be apologetic, and he feels himself to be inferior and not realizing, we have such a great and unique responsibility. The Quran is telling us that قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالُوا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. So indeed, a Muslim is a Muslim because he has submitted to Almighty Allah Ta'ala, and part of our duty is indeed to spread the beautiful teachings of Islam. So if the Quran speaks about hijab, if the Quran speaks about the importance of segregation, if the Quran speaks about giving the children the tarbiyah and the upbringing from the young and tender age, but laws are introduced and then we have discussion about this terminology of extremism, what about the beautiful teaching of moderation in the Quran? كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Eat and drink and do not be extravagant. What about those teachings when Almighty Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَبْسُدْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُدْهَا كُلَّ الْبَصْرِ. So yes indeed, so we don't hold our hands behind our necks. And also we don't leave it open and then we spread and we give so much. So both ways, Quran is teaching us that there is also moderation. And yet indeed there are times where you will be attacked and your personality and your way of life and your values. But will the believer be firm? Because indeed this is from the signs of da'wah. This is not new. If the time comes where a person to hold onto the deen is like holding onto a burning hot coal, yes, if we feel we are living in this time, there is mashaqqa, there is difficulty. Will we still preserve and protect our identity as Muslims, or will we feel inferior? Will our mothers and sisters start abandoning the hijab because they feel that their way of life is not pleasing to others? Or will we remember the beautiful statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Inna kunna qawman adilla, that we were a humiliated, disgraceful people. Why? فَأَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ الْإِسْلَامَ. Allah Ta'ala gave us عِزَّةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. The moment we start looking for عِزَّة and honor in any other way, the moment we start looking for this عِزَّة and for this honor, then what happens? This is when Allah Ta'ala will start humiliating us. So we have to remember that the challenge of the time is how we safeguard and protect our iman. How we, the moment we abandon al-amr bil-ma'ruf, وَالنَّهِيَ أَنِ مُنْكَرْ, there will be remarks that will be passed up. This is nothing new. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا وَإِنْ تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. So if Allah Ta'ala is saying the Quran, and you have accepted this is the Kitab of Allah, this is the book, this is the Quran, can never change. This is our deen. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. So it should not be such that the believer, yes, he says we're holding on to the Quran and holding on to the Sunnah, but the Messenger himself, he himself came and also from his mission, he recited unto them the ayat and ويزكيهم and he purified them. But yet we find that there is diseases in the heart of the Muslim, that he has hatred, animosity for his own fellow Muslim brother. So we need to even remedy and purify our hearts. We need to stand and be like that one united ummah. But yes indeed, if Allah Ta'ala wanted to unite the whole of mankind, لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, it is not our responsibility for whole of humanity to bring iman. Our responsibility is, yes, ta'alu ila kalimatin, invite the Ahl al-Kitab. We have to have beautiful, active dialogue. We have to engage. We have to understand we are living in a society, in an environment, where a person, he will at times come under these types of challenges. But during these type of challenges, during these times where there will be attacks, and when you will hear a lot of adhan kathira, lot of bad remarks, disparaging remarks, looking down upon your Islamic identity. Is Islam the problem? Is the world afraid of Islam? If that is the case, then you need to be well informed that Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with Islam. But now the question is, how do you preserve your iman? Because there is no guarantee that a person, if he is a Muslim, will be die with iman. Neither you nor I have the guarantee. So we should not just be Muslim by niyyah and just to love Islam. Islam is our deen, Islam is our religion. We have to be proud that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this wealth of iman. But in so doing, deen is not only that we also bring the five pillars of Islam in our life. Sometimes if that is the case, yes, we all will be fundamentalists because we want to uphold the fundamentals of Islam. But deen is not only restricted to our ibadah. So when you listen to so much of these types of legislation being introduced, and when this is the case, how do a Muslim behave? How do we respond? Yes, we need to look at the situation that it must not be that a person, he does certain actions, he does not take guidelines, he does not sit with the respected scholars, he does not engage with the people who have been given this responsibility, and then he takes the law in his own hands, and he may commit a criminal action, and then what happens? The harm is far more greater. We see other people, they suffer the consequence of the actions of a few individuals. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ أَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. Indeed, if there is a hatred of a people against you, does it mean that you yourself become a criminal? Does it mean that you do those actions that you will also cause harm and behave like that? Islam has given the rights even to the animals. Islam has given the rights even to the prisoners. Islam has given that even in times of active engagement, when there is a jihad, when there is a war, there is also right of the old age, the children, the civilians. See what's happening in Syria. Now you tell me, if we are a Muslim, then the Muslim, he is sitting here in the UK, he knows that there are people in other parts of the world who are suffering injustices. He knows that there is laws which are affecting the people in other parts of the world. So as one Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we do not feel the pain and the suffering of the children and in Syria and Sham, then indeed we don't have concern about the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then remember, indeed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself is saying, مثل المؤمنين في توابهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. The Muslim has to understand that we are not only here because we have our citizens, we have to obey the laws of the land indeed, but at the same time, does it mean that we compromise with our basic Islamic identity and teachings of the deen? When it comes to a Muslim who is living in another part of the world, whom we have never met, we have never seen, because we will be questioned on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. We will be questioned if we have anything that we can do. If there are people bringing the awareness, and the world, we are living in an age of technology, and yet if the world is silent, we see individuals, they, by their concern and worry, they take do certain actions. We have learned about Dr. Abbas Khan, an orthopedic surgeon, a British citizen. He leaves his family, he leaves his two children, he leaves his wife behind, he travels to Syria, he goes and try and help those people who are in pain and suffering. He goes, he's a medical doctor. Can you imagine? And what happens? Look at his fate. Yes. If the family says he has been murdered before his release and he dies as a shaheed, because he understands his responsibility and duty as a person who is concerned with humanity, this is the challenge that we are facing. Syria, this land of Sham, is not only the issue that's concerning the people that are living there. So when Almighty Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Quran about jihad, does it mean that we put it aside and then we try and redefine jihad? Because if a person is living in that land, then there will be laws and rules in the Quran that will apply to him. If a person is living here, then indeed Allah Ta'ala has made it very clear, I'dilu, you will always try to establish justice. So while you are sitting here in the UK, and you know that our brother is sitting still there in Guantanamo, if you are campaigning for his release, that does it mean that you are an extremist? Here is Mu'adh bin Jabal. He understands, he has been living, part of his struggle is that he had been in Guantanamo for over 5 years, and yet our brother Shakir Amin is there. So you and I have a responsibility. Even to release one prisoner is the duty of the whole Ummah. Secure the release of the captive. When you know he is cleared for release, what do we do? How do we create awareness? Yes, indeed. This is where we say the Muslim has to understand that he is active engagement and participation for people. When they are sitting there and they are making and introducing laws, we have to be there to ensure that those laws, when they are introduced, how will they have an impact on our Muslim community? If there is no person there, laws will still be introduced. Like the example of introducing or redefining marriage, you will see in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, how it will affect our children when they are going to schools. When they are going to start reading books that is promoting, that is redefining of marriage, gay marriages, all these children will be reading in the schools. So what you and I are facing, we have already understood that is your children, your grandchildren, we are responsible for the people and the generation to come. So this important point to bring to your attention, that when this Quran is our book, and this is our Kitabullah that was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, ma lakum idha qila lakum unfiru fi sabilillahi thaqaltum ila al-ard, ardhitum il hayati dunya, fama mata'u al hayati dunya fil akhirati illa qaleel, illa tanfiru yu'adzibukum a'adzaban alima, wa yastabdil qawman ghayrakum, wa la tadurruhu shay'a. That is, if a person is living in the land of Sham, and he knows that his family is under attack, he knows that his honor is under attack, so is he just going to sit in the masjid and pray to Almighty Allah Ta'ala? So the Quran is the book for all times. Ma lakum, what is the matter of you? With you? Is that when it is said to you? Go out in the path of Allah. You hold on to the land. Are you holding on to that which is more? Arditu bil hayati dunya. So now you are living there. People have witnessed. The world has seen what's happening there in Aleppo. Bombing that is from the skies. Well, who is suffering? And indeed, this is where we say the Quran, it applies for all times, it can never change. So when Almighty Allah Ta'ala is saying in the Quran, I'dilu, establish the justice. When Almighty Allah Ta'ala is saying in the Quran, that you will hear a lot of this from those people who have been given the book, and those from the politics. So how should we behave? One of the way we also can respond, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. If you endure, if you persevere, and you have to bring the taqwa into your life. If you don't have taqwa, then where is our foundation? Because Islam is a complete way of life. Islam is complete, the deen is complete. So we have to at the same time work to establish that taqwa and that piety into our life. أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى التَّقْوَى. That is, that one who brings or puts the foundation, the taqwa, is it the same as the one who builds his home or the foundations? عَلَى جُرْفٍ هَالٍ فَنْهَارَ بِهِ. He puts it at the end, edge of a river, of a bank. And as you see, when the torrential flood comes, you people are witnessing the changing in the climatical conditions. One of the reasons, yes indeed, Allah Ta'ala sends conditions upon a people, but the example is, if you don't establish that in our lives, if you don't look into the Syrian life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and base our deen on the taqwa, then the condition will be, فَنْهَارَ, we will get carried away. We will start melting also. You know, the issue of assimilation and will become part of the melting pot mostly is iman will become weak. And when iman weakens, this is where the Muslim will start losing. And when you start losing, when iman is getting weak, the condition will definitely affect the children, the next generation. So let's be informed, let's understand that yes indeed, this definition of extremism and this definition that is causing and changing the perception of many people and Muslims, and many are also feeling inferior. Let's understand that no doubt Islam does promote peace. Islam is a religion of peace. There is no doubt about it. Islam does not promote violence. Islam does not promote terrorism. Islam does not promote any form of extremism. Islam is a complete way of life. And we can go into the great many examples of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But one that beautiful that comes to our mind is the example of Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab. He enters Jerusalem. He enters his place and he offers his salah, not in the church. So his vision, when he sees, he has a vision. It must not be that people who come after him, they want to change the church into a mosque. No, he offers his prayer outside the church, even though he is invited. And there we have a masjid in Jerusalem called Masjid al-Umar. This is the vision that we have. Islam teaches, yes, you hold on to your deen, you do not compromise with your deen, and at the same time, you are tolerant, because it is not your responsibility. La ikraha fi deen, as I mentioned, there is no compulsion in religion. There is no compulsion. But we have to learn Islam, we have to spread the beautiful teaching of Islam, and in so doing, inshallah, we bring the beautiful example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our life, and take his character also as a beautiful example. Because if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not, or he was not, meaning he is our excellent example, so Almighty Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِهِ. If his character was so harsh, if he was so stern, then they would have moved away from him. But here we find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, undoubtedly, his example, his character is akhlaq. The non-Muslim is not going to see how much of prayer you have in your life. They're not going to see how much of taqwa you have in your life. That is for your own individual. That is for your own self. We have to purify ourselves. We have to protect our iman. We have to safeguard our children. But your duty and responsibility and part of your engagement with the wider community is to bring the akhlaq and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to your life. So that when you leave your homes, you have interaction with a non-Muslim. This is what they are going to look. Imagine if you are harsh. And imagine if you were so stern, then do you think that they will be coming closer to deen? Do you think that they would want to understand about our Islam? So this is a very important part of our da'wah. Because we have to engage in da'wah and inviting people to Islam. And the point to emphasize is, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا. If you were harsh, no. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَجِيمٍ. That you have a very high standard of character. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself says, "Bu'ithtu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq." I have been sent to complete the morals of mankind. So let's indeed, to conclude with, engage and bring the taqwa into our life, hold on to our deen, our five pillars of Islam, and at the same time know, when we interact and engage with the wider community, we should know what our akhlaq and how it should be, how we should carry out and conduct ourselves, so that inshallah we can be and follow the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أقول قول هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله خيرا.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and Sirah are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.